Well, hey, what's up? It's pretty early this morning, but we are in our final hours, I think, of Auto Haulers Association of America. So we're going to go live. I'm not going to waste any time. So let's go live with Ty. Let's see what's going on. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
We can barely hear you, but I think that's a technical problem on our end. We can definitely see you. It is early. You're right.
It is early. this might be the earliest we've ever gone live.
Maybe. Probably, yeah.
Probably.
I would say definitely.
And that's a short turnaround because it was a late night, but that is how the trade shows go. So, hey,
remember
how you
Jay?
Doing?
Of course I remember him. Hi, how
hey,
are you?
Hey, good to see you. How you doing?
What I do?
Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah.
Statewide transportation, auto haulers.
Statewide auto transportation.
Statewide transportation.
Statewide transportation.
Statewide transportation.
Chicago area.
Chicago. You guys have trucks?
Yes.
Are you a broker too?
No.
Just trucks, move
yeah.
cars. Do you
yes.
move new cars, used cars?
Mostly, yeah. Mostly. For the first carriers, yeah. for all OEMs, mostly,
So why do you come to these conferences?
Meet people, get new connections, new relationship, more freight. So
it too, because you really you do a good job mingling.
Yeah.
She does a good job mingling.
And remind me, what's her first name again? I forgot her first name.
What's your first name again?
Digna.
Digna?
Digna, yeah. But I remember Okay,
yeah.
cool. Yeah, awesome. So I like what you just told. You told us your company name, clients, running area, Chicago, right? Tell us a little bit more, if you can.
Can you talk anymore? How many trucks do you have?
Seven.
Seven trucks.
Yeah,
you know, we met another smaller fleet, seven. Can't remember their name. She's the boss.
How about some of the challenges, current challenges?
Current challenges.
Oh, drivers.
Drivers. And trucks. Can't find any trucks?
Yeah.
We've
been waiting for almost a year for new units coming.
Sit down there.
For new units coming.
Yeah, you've ordered new trucks.
Yeah.
Stingers?
Yes.
Peterbilt, Volvo?
We have Peterbilt for now. Now we're getting, at the end of this year, we're getting Kenworth.
Did you hear that? Okay, I heard that. I've never, till last night, Kenworth's getting back in the cargo again.
Yeah.
You just heard it live, Jay. Kenworth's coming back into the car haul again.
Very interesting.
That is interesting. When was the last time I even saw a Kenworth?
They started with cars. That's the company.
First
unit.
I'd love to see a picture of one.
I have some owner operators that had Kenworth for a period of time, and I don't remember what year it was, what year those trucks were, but they got them. It's a challenge to get into that because you have to cut the cab and there's a lot of things
right.
to get your height down and all that.
It was good to see you and see you in the hall.
Thanks, Digna. Thank you so much. Really appreciate her coming around. That's cool. And good conversation, too. I like that. What is going on?
Never mind.
It's just taking fun. Hey, guys. Thank you. Okay, we got Joe with us.
Yeah. Joe, hey, what's up, Joe?
Joe has been in all the. Joe pays a lot more attention. You remember that picture you showed last night with the handwriting?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was Joe.
I know. I knew that.
I'm sitting by Joe, and you're asking me questions. I'm like, blah, blah.
Here's
Joe's
the thing.
No.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't supposed to make it on live camera. That's why I had to share it, because it's real. Was that a quote, Joe?
Yeah, it was pretty close to it. And I think, you know, the message that I took away from it was really a lot of, you know, the shippers realizing that, hey, we know that there's a problem here and we have to do something about it. And, you know, if you're a proactive carrier, we want to be your partner. And we need to support you guys because we know in the long run, you guys are going to support us. I mean, that's a really important message if you're a carrier. You know, to hear that and then know that that's the way that they're thinking, you know, it gives you a good perspective on how you want to proceed with stuff. And not that I would ever advocate being deceitful or lying to the customers, but having, you know, understanding that they understand your struggles is really, really helpful from a fleet perspective.
Well, yeah, and you've done it 30 years?
25 years.
25? When have you seen the OEM guy get on the stage and say, we understand there's a problem?
Yeah, this is one of the first times I think I've heard that. And this year has really been kind of the OEMs that were on the stage last night were not the only ones that have said things like that this year. So I think, you know, obviously there's been a sort of a realization across the OEM spectrum that wow, maybe we didn't realize it was this bad for so long, but now, holy smokes, we're all getting impacted. We got to do something, you know?
Oh yeah. And one of the guys, I was really impressed with this. I can't remember if it was Keith or one of the Mercedes guys, but they took the dealer took the dealer to show him, here's why you have a problem. And then after that, apparently the guy was like, oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know. So that to me speaks not just to the carrier, but to the end user, the dealer.
I'll tell you what was really funny last night. One of the things that there was a number of Georgia Tech students that were attending
PhD. We call them PhD.
Called them PhD, and they were all sitting kind of in the front and furiously taking notes about all of the conversations that are happening and whatever. But it was really funny because, I was sitting there next to a couple of other carriers, Accelerated and Car Transport and all that. And all of the other, I said, I'm a little bit, but sometimes can be a little bit of a a chops buster, and I said, so what do you think of those students? And the resounding response that I got from every carrier that I talked to was, you want to see what it's like, you come over here for a while, you come work and come play in our playground for a little while, you'll see what it's like, you'll answer all your questions.
Yeah, give me a day.
Exactly.
Give me 24 hours and I'll show you.
When your phone is ringing off the hook and it's the drivers and complaining and I can't get my fuel and I just blew a tire and the manufacturer is saying, I need this car, and a dealer is calling saying, where is your truck and all this other stuff, you know? And then on top of that, you got to deal with ELD and all that stuff. Oh my God, okay. come see our stresses for a while and see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to AZ with Autos in Motion last night. I was like, what are you talking about? Apparently, I've been out of it for so long. Can only drive, what is it, 8 hours, and you got to take a 30-minute break?
Yeah. There's a 30-minute mandatory break in the middle of your 14-hour schedule. You could then it has to be off for 10. And with the ELD, it's unforgiving. I mean, if you miss your time, there's not much you can do about it.
So his concern / complaint / bitch was the driver. The alarm goes off, he pulls over, he takes 30-minute break. Well, he only went 28 minutes.
Right.
And he got in and started in it through the whole, he had to stop. Non-stop trouble.
Yep.
Non-stop. And then you go to, you start listening to that other attorney guy talk about cyber stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, does that really happen? I'm looking at Randy, Midwestern Car Carriers, right? Does this really happen? He's like, all the time.
Yeah.
You guys had somebody take $9,000 worth of fuel.
Yes.
Cyber attacks. Randy told me that story.
They cloned a card. And let me tell you how frustrating that was that the card that they cloned was from a driver who was running up and down a corridor from Atlanta to Indianapolis and then back south again. Well, that truck fueled in like Tennessee, which would make all the sense in the world. 3 minutes after that fueling purchase, the same exact truck in that same exact card fueled in like Modesto, California.
No joke.
So how did the fuel management people miss that? Like, we just get the invoice and they're like, oh, you got to pay it. We're going, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How did your fraud filters not catch that?
$9,000. And so, then you got that ATRI. Is that what that was?
That's ATRI is a research institute.
She's on the stage throwing down insurance stuff that makes you want to just cry.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible. Remember Rich Brand, the guy we used to always have on here? Used to be at the
Right, PFA. And he's connected with ATRI, yeah.
Yeah, well, these nuclear verdicts. Like a nuclear verdict is minimum $10 million. Is that right?
Yes.
And they're targeting. She's got data showing they're targeting the truck companies. Then you get into the parking problem.
The thing that resonated with me had to do with converting to BEV and other.
Okay. We'll be right there.
So they were talking about how, you know, look, it's really simple. These battery electric trucks weigh 14,000 pounds more than a combustion truck, which means you're either going to have to add to your fleet or take a hit to your revenue, and there's really no in between. And I mean, I can tell you, anybody that was a fleet owner in that room is going, not that one. So, you know, that's a challenge yet to come. So.
But the overall experience, I mean, I know you've been to plenty of conferences, you've been to AHA before. This particular one is come back together. Everybody seems to be pretty happy.
Yeah, it's a cool scene. I think we all had a pretty good repertoire. A lot of the folks in the industry have known each other for a long time. You know, so there was a lot of, hey, how have you been? Haven't seen you, you know, kind of stuff over the last 2 years, I think.
One of the things I really found a lot of pleasure in was watching certain guys talk to certain guys.
Yeah.
Right. And I can leave out all the names, but those are the two guys you probably wouldn't think would be standing there talking over a beer. And they're talking and really engaging, kind of here, you know, fly on the wall of the conversation. It's, man, talking about weights and just that back and forth real dialogue that really emphasizes the value of the relationship, right? So
I love that. I want to stay on that for a second, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen that as well, and it gives you hope and humanity.
It really did.
It does. Yeah, it's nice.
Just interchange, and then, you know, the equipment guys hanging out with them, learning more about the Lore, Trey, and Sandro, a new guy coming in. Just seeing, it was really, really cool to see these smaller guys.
Yeah.
Talking to them, hearing their stories, what they're trying to figure out. You know, I remember those days. That's a challenge. When you get into that 7 truck, you're like, ooh, what are we doing? Seems like we're growing.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get the truck,
yeah,
you know, as she said, and we're feeling the same pinch. If you can get the truck and you can get the drivers, it's a great time to grow. But you know, that's the challenge. Of course, trucks and drivers.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting time, and definitely I walk away from this thing and I just think, wow, the value of the relationship is paramount.
And I think also, and it's really helpful to have, you know, not just the carriers, but there were some other, I'll call them first line support vendors that were in play, you know, such as the people from Pilot Fuel were here, a number of insurance brokerages here. That was really nice to be able to have, you know, some connections with those.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily going to do business, but it's good to pick their brain.
Tell me more. Okay, so... Yeah, what other companies? So Pilot? What other companies? Yeah.
The conference was sponsored by Bill Frelick Insurance. We do a lot of auto hauler type insurance services. And from that, there was also Hub Group, which is a rather large transportation insurance consortium. And then there was another one here, the USI. Forget the name, but so there was a number of insurance, a lot of insurance representation here. Pilot was here. Let's see, who else? There was an ELD manufacturer that was here. I don't think they have a product on the market yet. It's still in kind of the beta testing. And Easy Logs, I think, was the name of the company.
Easy Logs, yeah.
Yeah, he was on it last night, telling us all about. And, you know, CAR, they sponsored breakfast.
Yeah.
Got to talk to those guys, too, by the way.
Yeah, Dave Locker.
Oh, man, got to sit beside Dave Locker and the other guy. And wow.
Yeah, Dave Locker is he's a heck of a personality.
You've been around a while?
Yeah.
With CAR? Yeah. So, good stuff. But guy just gave us the sign, like, we're going to stab you in the face. So, we're going to kind of walk this way.
Okay.
Just because he's wanting, is that all right?
Well, sure. Yeah. Now at a conference, there's different things and different timings. And chairs that need to be put away and tables that need to be collapsed again and again and again.
Anyway, we'll walk at least up there, and then we'll cut her out.
Okay? Man, that was so loud last night when they were packing up. It's funny. I was telling the audience.
A lot of truck manufacturers.
Oh, truck manufacturers?
Yeah.
Hey, there's Rod, your tech guy.
Yeah, Rod. Hey, Rod, you saved my life yesterday, buddy.
What's up, Rod? Yeah, we love this guy.
Supporting everything.
Okay.
I'll talk to you in just a minute.
Thanks, all right, Rod.
Jay.
All right, cool.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Okay,
good show.
Yeah, great
I'll let
stuff.
You take it off from here.
Okay, man. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. So it's a short one that we're doing here, this live that we're doing. Really, you know, there's a few things. Number one is that I'm always making notes. We got to catch up in the beginning segment there with Digna of I can't remember. She said statewide auto transport, talking about the challenge of drivers and equipment. That is a constant theme, nonstop. You have driver shortage and retention, and you got to say both, because it's, you know, it's not just a shortage, it's hanging on to good drivers so they don't go somewhere else. And, you know, and it's interesting too, is that I think we regularly hear at different conferences the need for great drivers. And we regularly hear of folks getting into the business. And I keep wondering when those two ends will meet. Digging from opposite sides of the tunnel. This side needs drivers, and this side wants to get in the business. Will those two ends of the tunnel digging meet? And what does that look like? Is there not a place for that to happen? Because if you have all these folks that want to get in, but they want to own their own business, right? Many folks getting into trucking and transport want to own their own business. Is that the problem? Because it would seem that there's a solution there. So it seems that, and I on ATI, I'd really like to find a way to figure out how to find this mediation ground where new business owners could talk to trucking businesses and say, you know, that actually makes sense. I'll go work for you. Rather than face the mountain of work that comes with owning your own business. But again, I understand the American dream, entrepreneurship, etc. It's just that, and this gets into just like the OEMs that are you know, do a ride along and learn about the challenges of trucking. I think we need to find a better way to continue to share the messages of all the challenges of everybody. The automakers, the transport business owners, the drivers, the dispatchers and logistics folks, the insurance folks, the tech companies. Everybody has challenges. And then the more we share the challenges instead of the honey pot at the end of the road, yeah, I mean, the honey pot's the goal, but if that's the message, if that's the only message, well, you're certainly not going to get the full picture. And you're not going to be prepared for all the challenges that come along. Clearly talking about those challenges regularly isn't what everybody wants to hear, but it's important. So a lot of companies mentioned that are good to learn more about. Again, we heard about Bill Fralick Insurance, a sponsor of AHA, Auto Haulers Association of America. And I didn't get a full list of all those companies. And that's another thing, too. I'll tell you what, honestly, is that the more we do this coverage, the more we learn of the things we need to know beforehand and get better at production value and scheduling. It's really hard, especially these trade shows there. I mean, they're on the go. The audio challenges we face and the internet challenges we face. But nobody wants to hear about that. The question is, what do you want to hear about? It's not in the live chat. The live chat is not telling me what that, but I didn't ask. Jay, you didn't ask. Can't blame us. Yeah, no, you're right. I just appreciate people tuning in. I appreciate what I also appreciate is the exposure this channel has gotten and the networking and business relationships we've been able to build. Check, by the way. We keep on growing and keep on meeting more folks. You know that if you're at these shows and you'll get a LinkedIn connection from me request, because I like to keep on networking. Anybody that makes it on camera probably receives a LinkedIn request from me. Not everybody, because I know that, like, if you're in accounting, and you happen to be in automotive, maybe not. But if you work in sales, marketing, logistics, yeah, I wanna get connected, and I wanna find out how can ATI help you? What is your message? You have a company, or you work at a company. You have a product, or you have a service. You have an area that you work. You have clients that you work with, that you service. You have challenges, successes, and you also have something to promote. And so ATI is an automotive business channel. We come from transportation, and we also want to make sure transportation and logistics gets covered. But we are an automotive business channel. And when you watch industry news, you'll see that in full bloom. We talk about Carvana and Lithia and CarOffer and Ford and GM, Toyota. We talk about the different technologies, CRM, TMS, mobile app. We talk about all of it. We'll talk about insurance, regulations, DOT. And so we invite you, if you've had a taste of the channel and you think you're ready for prime time, or you've been promoting something and you're either heading into a conference, at the tail end of a conference, or you're looking for something, we want to talk to you, want to hear from you, drivers, equipment, etc., and more. And if you miss any of our shows, and if you, I'll tell you this one too, trade shows, as we ramp up and keep going into the trade shows, we got Digital Dealer next week. So if you want to know something, and you don't know, if there's something you don't know, and you want to learn more about it, you can send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. I say send in the news. The news could be a question. Send in your question and the news. It could be both. Send me an article. Send me a photo. You know, we do how we doing, right? Whatever it is. If it's funny, if it's sad, if it's tragic, if it's great, if it's an ad, and if it's just really a messed up story, you know me, I'll try to fuzz out the stuff and protect the innocent. But otherwise, if it's something that needs to be talked about, it's news. So we do that here on ATI. Auto Transport, the Car Should Be Business channel. My name is Jay. This has been maybe one of our shorter streams, which is why it's hard to get me off stage. But I want to thank Guy Young and Auto Haulers Association of America. I want to thank Keith and Barry and everyone that helped us share our message, taking time to talk to us last night, yesterday, today, beforehand and after. Thank you all so very much for making ATI feel welcome at AHA Spring Conference meeting in Atlanta 2022. That is a wrap on this live stream. Please do stay tuned to ATI. We're back tomorrow on Dispatching Live. We're taking Friday off. And then we're back next week at Digital Dealer. Ty will be in Tampa. That is going to be an interesting conference. One could say it's totally different from Auto Haulers Association of America. It is. It's a dealer show. Auto Haulers is an auto transport show, right? And transportation and services, drivers, equipment, etc. Digital Dealer, you're talking dealer technology, retailing, merchandising. Oh my gosh, the Google Analytics and SEO stuff they get into, The dealers are at a, man, fever pitch on tech. So join us for that. Learn more about what's happening with dealers and technology at Digital Dealer. And we'll dive into that next week. We'll feature that on Tuesday night. And then we'll go live at Digital Dealer on Wednesday. No. We go live at Digital Dealer Tuesday. Then we have Tuesday night show. Then we go live again on Wednesday. We'll have interviews. Ty will be walking around. There's an expo. And you'll notice that's one of the differences also at Auto Haulers. They don't have an expo booth area. So there's less to see. It's more about people, networking, and educational sessions. Every trade show is different. So, and we're learning that too. So if you ever have a question, please do put it in the live chat. Dennis, thank you so much. Really do appreciate the support. Thanks for tuning in. All right, I'm Jay. I'm your host. I'll see you soon. Please join us tomorrow on Dispatching Live. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.